This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Wildfires burning in Canada and some upwind states combined with wind is bringing smoke to parts of Colorado today. Much of the Eastern Plains is under an air quality health advisory through 4 this afternoon. People with heart or respiratory issues are advised to stay indoors if they can. The U.S. Forest Service manages more than 11 million acres in Colorado, but it has never allowed a housing project to be built on its land. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports that could change in the town of Dillon.
The plans to build 165 income-restricted rental units on a site in Dillon, where a Forest Service building currently stands, and with a new $5 million grant from the state, it's a lot closer to reality. State Senator Dylan Roberts hopes it opens the door for more projects on Forest Service land, potentially including wooded sites at the edge of cities.
So we're not going far out into the forest and clear-cutting a ton of trees. This is about parcels that are abutting municipalities that aren't serving a whole lot of other purpose right now, but are suitable for development.
The Dylan project could break ground late next year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A National Geographic photographer is in Colorado this week, but not to take pictures in the wild. Joe Sartori is at the Denver Zoo, adding to his photo arc project. He's documenting every species in captivity in the world.
The world has a lot of pictures of tigers roaming through the jungle, gorillas in the mist, but we don't really get to see these animals on black and white backgrounds looking like they're participating. It looks like high school yearbook portraits. And it's the eye contact that motivates people to want to care, we hope.
The photo arc is available online and includes more than 14,000 species. Many of them are threatened and endangered. Come find more at cpr.org.